Yo, the world tour, the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast Northwest Takeover is going down. We're going to be in San Francisco May 9th, Seattle May 11th, and we're going to Vancouver, British Columbia for the first time May 13th. All tickets are available at www.iamrapaporttour.com. Yo, in San Francisco, the young shooter Dean Collins will be joining us, and we're having a banging after party at the Chapel. DJ Sharp and my man DJ Plattern, look him up. Download his mixes. He's a badass. DJ Sharp is the Golden State Warriors DJ. He's the one who brought the breaks and the funk into the arenas. After party at the Chapel, May 9th in San Fran. I cannot wait. DJ Plattern of the Oakland Faders. They're going to be cutting all funk, all hip-hop, all soul, all done, sliced up nice. Iron Rapport Tour, Northwest Takeover, IronRapportTour.com. The Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast is sponsored by Casper Mattress, an obsessively engineered mattress at a shockingly fair price. You could try a Casper mattress for 100 nights risk-free in your home. If you do not love it, they will pick it up and refund you everything. With over 20,000 reviews online and an average of 4.8 stars, Casper is quickly becoming the internet's most popular mattress. They have sheets, they have pillows, they even have doggy beds. Go to Casper.com, save $50 towards any mattress purchase by visiting www.casper.com/Rappaport. Use the promo code Rappaport. Try a Casper mattress, 100 nights risk-free in your home. If you don't love it, they will pick it up and refund you everything. Go to www.casper.com/Rappaport. All right. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Coming live and direct from the original Gloom Tomb Studio here in Moneymaking Manhattan. I'm here with G Moody.
Yes, this is true.
Yeah, the last name rhymes with Diddy. You thought that was a bad thing.
Yeah, that's. I thought it was bullshit.
Yeah.
It worked out.
It worked out for the best.
Monetti is fading.
G Monetti?
It's fading.
It's not fading.
This is
But G Monetti doesn't rhyme with anything. This is, I'm in here with G Monetti. Last name rhymes with confetti. What the fuck are you going to do with that?
G Monetti, always ready.
G Monetti, always ready. Not bad.
That's right.
I'm in here with G Monetti, always ready.
Uh-huh.
Or always ready, G Monetti.
Yeah.
But it ain't G Moody, last name rhymes with duty.
Yeah, okay.
My name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. Bird. tell the people.
Everybody in Brownsville, Brooklyn, that was your nickname, Bird.
You know who gave me the name first?
Was it World B?
World B Free.
Bird, yeah.
He said, hey, Gerald, you bring out Larry Bird out here? And then everybody started calling me Bird. Yeah. World Be Free, NBA great, gave me the nickname Bird while he was still in the NBA, playing in the parks, not the gym. Playing hard, competitive games of full-court basketball on crack-riddled streets, like literal courts. Cracks, not crack cocaine, cracks in the ground.
Yeah. Grass growing through the cracks.
Howard Park, Brownsville, Brooklyn, 1983, spring break. World Be Free gave me the nickname Bird.
Yes.
You might also know me as White Mike, Mr. White Folks. And, of course, the people love to call me the Gringo Mandingo, which is a name that is also earned, not just given. Mm-hmm. It was earned, not given. We are in New York City. We are at the Gloom Tomb, the home of the world-famous I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. You might hear cars passing by. You might also hear some knocking. For some reason, there's some sort of construction going on upstairs. So if you hear, like, don't mind it. Miles Davis, the sound engineer slash producer of the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Do not worry. It's nothing in the mics or the recording equipment. What's the over-under on me I-Eloing these cocksuckers? They've been all fucking morning.
They're quiet now. They're quiet right now.
Right now.
So let's rock. See what happens.
See, I'm Rapport Stereo Podcast. I don't know where to start. Caitlyn Jenner was on, what was it, 2020 the other day with Diane Sawyer.
Mm-hmm.
She's back making big hoopla.
Big headlines.
Every time.
For what?
For what? Big fucking headlines. Big shot.
Mm-hmm.
You take her in the back room, smack her around without her Manolo blanks. No more big shot. That's quoting Raging Bull.
Uh-huh.
I don't mean that literally. I actually think that Caitlyn Jenner could whoop my ass.
Yeah.
This is a former Olympic athlete. 6'2", in shape.
Can't take the strength. She has the strength of a man.
She has the strength of an Olympic athlete.
That's right.
Decathlon.
I don't care how old she is.
One of the things that she said on Diane Sawyer's 2020 was, yes, I did vote for Trump, but here's the deal breaker with the Republican Party, as if you have any say
in what they do. Yeah.
If you have any power with the Republican Party, you already voted for Donald Trump. He doesn't give a fuck about you.
More.
Or the LGBT community. He may use you and drag you to a couple of rallies in, you know, gut bucket Pittsburgh.
Word.
The deal breaker is, you mess with my community, you do wrong with our community, you don't give us equality and a fair shot, I'm coming after you. And doing what, Duke? What the fuck is you going to do, Bruce? I mean, Caitlin.
What you going to do?
What you going to do?
Yeah.
You have sway with the community. The LGBT community protests you. You don't have no say. You're not the captain of this shit. You're not LeBron.
Yeah. Yeah,
you're not Derek Jeter, the fucking captain.
She's a leader. All of a sudden.
No, you self-anointed leader, because this whole thing is a self-fulfilling prophecy. Obviously, Caitlyn Jenner wanted to become a woman. But Bruce Jenner in the new millennium missed the fame. Mm-hmm. When you're Bruce Jenner in the 70s and you're a decathlon athlete, world famous Olympic athlete, striking, manly good looks, cover of Wheaties, cover of this, cover of that, endorsements. You walk into a room, people gasp at times. You missed that fame, Bruce. Now you got it back in spades, but it's not the kind of fame you're used to. People see you now, they don't know what the fuck to make of you. Mm-hmm. And this has nothing to do with the sexuality.
Mm-mm.
This has nothing to do with the trans. We've said it once, I'll say it again. We live in New York. I've grown up around transsexual people. You may be selling this shit to 2020 and to Diane Sawyer, but you're just selling this to sell your fucking book, and God bless you.
Yeah.
A bitch got to pay for them shoes. Them bags.
And those shoes are custom made. He wears size 15.
15?
You 6'2". You got about 15.
Well, I'm 6'2". I have 12. But
you never won no Olympics, motherfucker.
The point is this. You're not the captain of the LGBT community. Because you've never walked truly in their shoes.
Yeah.
I would never wish any harm upon anybody, but I would wish this as an experiment, Bruce. Caitlin, sorry, I'm not meaning to do that. I want you to go up to Hunts Point, which is an area...
In the Bronx, industrial area. It's one of the world's greatest tracts out there, you know, whole strolls. Bunch of freaks and weirdos out there.
I want you up there with no credit card, no Manolo blanks, no Gucci bags, no money... No food, no Bruce Jenner, no Caitlyn Jenner, none of that. And you live for 48 hours in the day in the shoes of what a real transgender person has to deal with.
Right.
You've never been pushed, beaten up, heckled.
Yeah.
Teased.
That's what they go through.
Jumped.
Yeah.
That's what 99.9%, and you're the half a percent. You've dipped through all that. Now you're anointing yourself the spokesperson for these people.
Yeah.
This is what I don't like. I don't give a fuck about the transes.
Yeah, who cares?
I fuck with everybody.
Yeah.
I don't don't like you, Caitlin. I don't like your whole thing. This is a self-fulfilling fame quest.
Yep.
Stay in Malibu. You wanted your privacy. You wanted to live your life. You're more seen and recognized now. She told Diane Sawyer, no one's dating me. No one's approached me. Because your personality is not approaching.
What happened to that black dude they had with her? Remember she was holding hands with this motherfucker?
That's a fucking paid extra, man.
Yeah, oh yeah. That's a stand-in and shit. From the Sudan.
Caitlin.
Put a suit on a motherfucker from the Sudan.
If you don't do right by our community, I'm coming after you. These Republicans don't give a fuck about you, money. You're a Republican. This is all tax benefits. That's what you're into, the money.
Yeah.
You don't give a fuck about the people that get pushed around, beat up, their fucking faces slashed, their hair pulled, their hair cut off, they get raped, they get brutalized. That's the LGBT community that they don't give a fuck about. If you make a donation to the Republican Party, they'll take you, Bruce. You could go to the dinners and all that shit.
Yeah.
But they don't give a fuck about you. You should be ashamed of yourself. Yeah. You're backing Trump and the Republican Party. And you're like, if you don't do right by my community, you're not the captain. You're not Derek Jeter of this shit. Yeah. You're brand new to this shit. You just got your dick cut.
Word. Took you too long.
Acting like you the captain, like you El Capitan. You ain't El Capitan. You ain't Captain Jack. You ain't Jack Sparrow out this motherfucker.
Tell Caitlin, just rest your nerves. Rest your nerves.
Rest your nerves, girl. Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient, recipe, and delivery service in the country. I love making meals at home for $10 or less with Blue Apron. Blue Apron's mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everybody. I'm making Blue Apron meals, and if I can do it, anybody can.
Oh, you can't cook, man.
And are my Blue Apron meals fantastic? Did I cook some fantastic Blue Apron meals the other night for the games?
Yeah, you did. You did. I can't front.
And it's because Blue Apron makes it simple for anybody. Blue Apron has established partners with over 150 local farms, fisheries, and ranchers across the United States. Blue Apron can be delivered to 99% of the continental U.S. It's easy for everyone to get cooking together, bring strong family and friendship bonds, make yourself a nice Blue Apron meal with your family, enjoy a nice night at home, spend under $10 per person for a delicious Blue Apron meal. You eat Blue Apron.
I love Blue Apron, man. I like how they tell me how to rock it so it comes out perfect every time.
Each meal comes with a step-by-step, easy-to-follow recipe card and pre-portioned ingredients that can be prepared in 40 minutes or less. Trust me, I'm making Blue Apron meals, and if I could do it, anyone can. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals for free. For free, with free shipping, go to blueapron.com/Rappaport. That's blueapron.com/Rappaport, RAPAPORT. You want to have a good time? You got to have a good meal.
Gamertag Radio is headed to E3 2017.
E3 is one of the biggest events for Gamertag Radio, and you don't want to miss this.
Join hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo direct from the convention center floor.
What are the plans for Microsoft? We're going to see more new titles from Sony PlayStation. And how about Nintendo? Interviews, roundtable discussion, previews, hand-on impressions, and more.
E3 2017 coverage on Gamertag Radio.
June 11th through the 15th. GamertagRadio.com or play.it/Gamertag.
All right, the last episode of the Iron Rapaport Stereo Podcast, I was proud of that.
Oh, that was excellent.
That was a smacker.
Of course. We're in the same room. It's all good.
We call those smackers.
Yeah.
Smack you and I'll smack you back.
That's right.
We've been talking about Aaron Hernandez, former New England Patriot, who was convicted of, I believe, manslaughter or first-degree murder, and then he was found innocent on another charge, and then a couple of days after he was found innocent on those other charges of manslaughter and murder, he was found hung. He hung himself in his jail cell. He had written Bible scriptures on his forehead. And apparently he was smoking that ooh-wee. That synthetic marijuana. Stay away from that shit, man.
Oh, yeah. We joke about it, but I'm serious. I've seen guys in Harlem, in Spanish Harlem, in the intersection, shivering and foaming at the mouth because it's a big K2 thing over there. It's bad.
Don't fuck with that K2.
Word.
Please, people, don't fuck with that K2. There's other ways to get high. Smoke a little weed. Drink some beer. Don't fuck with that K2.
Yeah, yeah. You'll jump off a bridge.
That'll have you out there selling that ass. And you won't even know you're selling that ass. And I'm just talking to the fellas. So soon after Aaron Hernandez was pronounced dead, the rumors, and I think it's the facts, because I always believe where there's smoke, there's fire.
Mm-hmm.
It came out that the reason why he had committed the murders in the first place was to protect himself from this gentleman who was killed by him, Odin Lloyd, knew that Aaron Hernandez was bisexual. Apparently, there was a letter in Aaron Hernandez's cell to his gay lover, his prison gay lover, a man.
Damn.
22-year-old. A picture came out of him. Good-looking kid. Looks like a young Eric Estrada or one of the Menudo boys.
Oh.
This is called homo thugging. And I mean that with no disrespect.
Oh, man. I would...
They talk a lot about homo thugging. And they talk about how a lot of these guys in jail, tough guys, are...
Tossing salads.
Odin Lloyd was apparently calling Aaron Hernandez a... what do they call him? He called him a limp wrist and a smoocher. And it all makes sense now.
Right.
There was no big drug deals. There was no big conspiracies. This is not, who's the guy who killed JFK?
Lee Harvey.
This is not him.
It's not Jack Ruby.
This is not Sirhan Sirhan.
This is a guy who caught a few passes.
It's a guy who caught a few passes, had the world in his hands, committed murder, was convicted of murder, and then killed himself. I truly believe that that's the gist of the story. That he was, in fact, a homo thug.
Mm-hmm.
No disrespect to the homo thugs. I don't give a fuck what you
is. Yeah, and that drove him to kill?
Yo,
I just
the,
came
the,
right
the shame and repression that people feel over certain stigmas in this world.
Not, it shouldn't be today.
Yo, but it is true.
Mike Sam came to the league. Michael Sam came out and slobbed his man at the press conference. He showed the world, listen, this is my man and I'm coming out. And I'm going to the league. So why wouldn't he feel more comfortable saying, yo, I'm gay, man. You take the power away from Lord. You ain't got to smoke him.
Smoke him? You mean kill him?
Yeah. You take the power away from him. And then you're a tight end anyway.
Huh?
You're a tight end.
Yes.
It would have segued nice.
Yes. Hey, listen, it's a really horrific, sad story. The victims are the families.
Yes.
Obviously, Aaron Hernandez's family had nothing to do with any of this. He's got a child. And Odin Lloyd is the victim. The people who lost their lives are the victim. They are still trying to put all the focus is on Aaron Hernandez. He's a murderer, convicted murderer.
For nothing, you killed that dude
because
for your secret. For your like yo. I don't know. This world, it's okay now for gays and everybody. It's okay to come out.
People are ashamed of themselves. And I have no understanding as to why that shame is so dirt. It's so deep. But it is.
Yeah.
So you know, this story is going to continue. This will be a documentary at some point. It will be on Netflix, 30 for 30 or something.
Well, we got to ask the cats in a... The Patriot, you know, the Patriot way. What's going on in that locker room?
Yeah. What's going on in that locker room? Everybody's like, oh, you just hate Tom Brady because he's great.
Now that we know what's going on in that locker room.
Yeah. What's going on in that locker room?
Hernandez was in there. Who did he bag during that Super Bowl run?
Apparently nobody. Apparently nobody. He was out there on the low. He was out there on the low, low.
People in that locker room know. Watch.
They should have came forward in the beginning. I remember this dude. You know, I used to really follow tennis a lot in the 70s when tennis was like more of a mainstream sport. My man Bjorn Borg, John McEnroe, Vitas Gerulaitis, Roscoe Tanner, Chris Everett.
Jimmy Connors.
All these guys. These guys were stars. Now the only stars in tennis are the Williams sisters.
Yeah.
And a lot of tennis fans, they fucking hate that.
Of course.
But one of the big names of the 70s and 80s of tennis was Ilie Nastasi. And he was a nasty fuck back then.
Oh, he was?
Oh, yeah, he was a nasty fuck.
Oh, man.
And he's a nasty fuck now. Ilie Nastasi, you fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
He got booted from the Fed Cup for verbally abusing a 23-year-old girl, a player out there, and making shitty racial comments against Serena Williams.
Really?
He's a nasty fuck.
Damn, what? I mean, these guys are old. Why?
And Ilie Nastasi, go fuck yourself.
Word.
You were always a scumbag. My father always told me about this guy.
Really? He was one of them guys.
Yeah, he's a nasty fuck.
Somebody need to go see him.
Yeah, he's out there where he's like one of these French fucks. I think he's French or German or something like that.
Go to Compton and say that.
Dissing Serena Williams.
Yeah. But I understand. I understand. You're watching the greatest female tennis player ever, and she's black. And
she's
I know
black.
It gets under your
skin. You don't
skin,
like that.
And
you,
I know
you, don't
you
like
hate
that.
It.
You thought you'd never see that, did you, Ilie Nastasi?
Yeah, I know you hate it. I know inside you hate it.
And before you die, you fuck, probably the greatest tennis player that you'll ever see will be a black man. Because there's going to be some black dude who's going to come along kicking ass.
And they hate it. Sorry.
Sorry, Ilie Nastasi. He was cursing out some young girl. Played on the opposing team, making her cry from the stands like an animal. You're an animal.
Yo, where her pops at? Nobody could be in the crowd dissing my daughter without me, without you seeing, oh, who's this guy walking over to him? It's her pops. And then the camera go off.
It's her pops. Good one, G Moody. Really good. G Monetti, always ready. I want to cue the sick fuck of the week music.
Oh, shit.
This award is earned, not given. It's called the sick fuck of the week. This guy's really sick. Lock him up.
How could you do it?
Don't let him out.
Damn. You fucked the dog?
You what?
You fucked the dog? Why would you fuck the dog? Why would you fuck your girlfriend's dog?
What? Sick fuck.
The sick fuck of the week. It's earned.
Earned.
Not given. You did what? No. No.
No. No! Sorry to throw that out of nowhere. Can I do that? can I get that going? Sick fuck of the week. This is an award that is earned, not given.
No.
This is an award that is earned. In fact, it's not given. I got one this week. I don't know if you have any sick fucks.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, in Malaysia, footage was taken in the town of Klang. You ever been to Klang in West Malaysia?
Hell no.
You never been to Klang, huh?
Klang. Fuck it.
Some guy was riding around on a moped with a trench coat on, pulling up to people, choking his chicken, and driving off.
Oh.
This is a sick fuck.
Damn.
The footage was taken of him doing this.
But he had the motorcycle.
Yeah, so he would skeet and drive off.
Yeah.
On a moped. He didn't even have no nice bike. He got a little bullshit moped.
Yeah.
He had the helmet and the sunglasses on so you couldn't see who he was.
The unknown skeeter.
Yes. So if you are in Klang in Western Malaysia, careful. Keep your eyes on keep your head on a swivel. Keep your eyes open for the unknown skeeter. He's on a moped.
Oh, man, I got another one. This is, it's a group. It's
oh,
a group
shit.
Thing.
Oh, shit.
You know they have dominatrix, right? Now they have humiliatrix. customers pay to be financially humiliated. $100 every 20 minutes online or $400 every hour in person. And you could get these services. Something called ignoring, where you pay for access to a webcam so you can watch her buy things online with your debit card.
Like, oh, you're such a piece of shit. I'm going to waste your, I'm going to spend your money.
Yeah.
And you're going to sit there and say, no, baby, no.
Yep.
You sick fuck.
She ignores you while she talks on her friends on the phone, telling them how stupid you are. Then they have consensual blackmail, where you act like you've been blackmailed into performing sex acts.
People pay for this?
Yes. So it's a group of sick fucks.
Good one. Good
a
one.
Group.
Good
humiliatrix.
Good one. I don't have anything else that could top that. I think those two are sort of like, they leave you your mouth agape.
No.
You got more?
One more.
Oh, shit.
North Kakalaki woman identifies as blind.
Huh?
So she pours drain cleaner into her eyes and blinds herself. This is called transable, like disabled.
They're doing it on purpose.
Because they feel that they should be in the wheelchair. They should be blind. They should be crippled. So they identify with the cripple or the blind, and they will attempt to maim themselves transable.
I have to run this up the flagpole of sick fucks. This might not be sick fuck. I hate to
oh,
knock
shit.
You down.
Don't bust my fucking bubble.
So I hate to bust your bubble, Mr. Moody. You are the 2015-2016 podcast co-host. I hate to bust your bubble, but that might not qualify.
Pouring drain cleaner into your eyes don't qualify as
obviously,
a sick fuck?
Obviously, it's a sick fuck, but it's not somebody that necessarily gets this award.
Okay, all right. This is a runner. What did it say?
You put them in the New York Psychiatric Institute, which... We happen to have a fantastic buttersoft New York Psychiatric Psychoanalytical Institute t-shirt. I don't know if anybody has the New York Psychoanalytical Institute t-shirt. It's my favorite. Well, one of my favorites of the Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast t-shirts. All buttersoft Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast t-shirts are available at districtlines.com/IamRapoport. Fantasy football season is around the corner. We're practically giving away the fantasy football line, so you can duress, mock, draft, and prepare for the upcoming fantasy football season, fantasy football and chill, smash mouth fantasy football, and more. Plus, we have the baby blue best-selling King of New York Oakley t-shirt. We got hats in Yankees and Knicks colors. They're deep dish snapbacks, all at districtlines.com/IamRapoport.
Yo, you got one more?
I don't have any.
Oh, here we go. University of Wisconsin is now offering tampons and Kotex in the men's room to transgendered students in the men's bathroom.
I thought that...
Men don't have periods.
Listen.
We just take...
Listen. Hold on. Hold the fuck on. What for the trans? First of all, how many transgender students is there data or is it data?
Data.
Is there data?
You could say
on
whatever.
How many transgender students there are at the University of Wisconsin. Again, I don't care.
Right.
But why you don't bring your own tampon?
Especially if you a woman going into a man, that you still got your period. You know that's coming. Right?
So you could have your Timberland boots, your skinny jeans, and your winter coat on. You need to put that in your sock.
Timberland boots and army suits.
That's how we do it when the South Side troops. Yo, Joni, Erin Moran.
Oh, man.
Yo, from the TV show Happy Days and Joni Loves Chachi, passed away. Struggled a lot from drug. You know, she was on drugs. I think she died of cancer. Yo, give a shout out to her. Rest in peace. Apparently, she lived a really tough life after, her acting career sort of came to a halt. If you're not our age and you didn't grow up watching Happy Days, this is in a time when television stars were so vital. They were so a part of our life because the options in the 70s and the 80s of what you could actually watch were so far and few between.
Right.
This is before cable. This is before Netflix, before phones.
Yeah.
So when you watched that TV, you watched that TV. Yeah. And Happy Days was the biggest of the biggest. Of course, the Fonz was king. Richie Cunningham, Ralph Mouth, but the girl, Richie's little sister, Joni, played by Erin Moran. So I wanted to just give her an acknowledgement, and it's a sad story.
Yes,
she died broke and homeless, despite a lot of efforts from friends and family and the acting community. But so I just wanted to acknowledge that and give her a shout out.
What you were saying before, you was talking about Erin Moran. We need to come up with a tampon holder for the transgender, like the phone. You put your phone in it. You
put it in your sock.
No, like the phone clip.
Your
tampon.
Sock. Yeah,
clip.
Your sock. Your sock.
Just in case.
Your sock.
You feeling like a guy?
Now you good. You could put it in your sock. You good?
All right. Yeah.
NBA playoffs are underway. Listen, talk a lot of shit about LeBron James. He's a fucking beast. Unbelievable in the first round of the playoffs.
It's more the same.
It doesn't stop. And my biggest question is, how do you do it? I know he's got the skills. Now he's got the...
He's never been injured, which is unusual.
Very weird.
Mike, Big Cap.
Alex Rodriguez.
Big Game James. No, A-Rod, he's a cheat. Take him off the list. He's giving J-Lo. What you said?
Lance Armstrong, he was injured. A lot of athletes have been injured.
You were injured?
I was injured. You know who else was injured? Roger Clemens, he got injured.
Yeah.
Remember the guy who raced Carl Lewis and beat him? Ben Johnson? And then he was accused that he was injured. Big-time athletes get injured all the time.
Yeah.
But the skinny genification of the NBA continues. I love the websites that put up all the highlights. Stop putting up highlights of people missing shots. I don't give a fuck what they did before the shot.
And the caption is always, he almost bodied him. Keyword being almost.
Almost. He almost bodied him.
See, we didn't grow up in that. You missed. It's about finishing.
You missed.
Hey, I could miss on purpose.
You know how many fantastic things I did on a basketball court and then didn't finish the job?
Right, right.
Me and Gerald used to play basketball all the time. And if I did a good move, Gerald would go, ooh, and I would feel like mission was accomplished. let's start laughing
and then miss the fucking shot.
Because I'm laughing because of him laughing.
And you'll get on highlights today.
Shit.
You'd be on highlights.
Bill O'Reilly, you fuck you.
Oh,
you're trying to do a podcast, I heard. Yo, you're not ready for this shit, you fuck. Why don't you take a break?
Yeah, you're not built for this.
Why don't you go away? Go to Thailand for a few weeks.
Yeah.
Apparently, today he's starting his podcast. It'll be huge.
Of course. Now he's really going to go ape shit, right?
Oh, he could say anything he wants. You know what?
He's like, those fucking niggas got me off the air.
Black fucks. And those fucking hook-nosed Jews, they did it to me.
Yeah.
That's going to be his podcast. They're going to be like, well, what about current events? Current events is fucking blacks I wore walking down the street, fucking pants hanging out of their ankles.
Oh, he's going to go ape shit on us. It's over.
And those stinky breath hook-nosed Jews, they got hair growing out of their ears. Yo, gee, I was in the supermarket yesterday.
Yeah.
I literally couldn't repeat what I saw for 15 minutes. There was this dude in front of me, hook-nosed Jew, nice guy. Yo, he had thick, coarse hair.
Out his ear.
Growing out of his ear. And I'm not talking about one piece. This fucking guy had moss. It was like thick, black, jet black hair. He was gray on the top of his head.
Damn.
Thick, jet black hair. And he trimmed it. But it was like, he was right in front of me. Yo, that shit made me so sick to my stomach. He wasn't even that old. And I was disgusted.
Yeah, he shaped that shit up?
Shaped his ear hair up. But it was like he clipped it to a certain spot. But it was like protruding around. Oh. And it had already been thick, thick black, thicker than any hair I have on my body, pubes or anything. Coarse, thick.
Bangs and shit. He had bangs out of his fucking ear.
I was with my wife and she was like, what's wrong? I was like, nothing. And then 15 minutes later, I was like, yo, this is a nasty motherfucker. He was in front of me. I was like, this is a nasty fuck.
You took a picture?
I couldn't, literally, G, if I had repeated it when I first saw it, I would have fucking threw up.
Damn.
And I don't usually care. I mean, who am I to judge? I'm walking around with a fucking nose strip on during the middle of the day. It was disgusting. But back to the NBA playoffs. It's going to come down to Golden State and Cleveland, barring any injury.
We said that in the beginning.
Well, it's not like we should brag about it. But Steve Kerr is injured. You know, he had back surgery. Remember when Luke Walton took over for him? And apparently he's having complications from his back surgery, and he's not going to coach any more of the first round and possibly none of the second round. Now, they'll continue to win. Mm-hmm. But if they get to the Western Conference Finals and you got to go against Greg Popovich, that's going to be a problem. You know, with the experience of Draymond, Clay, and Steph, and the fact that KD is KD and he's not a head case, they'll be fine, but that's an issue going against Greg Popovich in the Western Conference Finals.
You are correct.
I really hope that this doesn't affect the playoffs, because this is such a fun time of year for NBA fans and me and G, and I'm sure a lot of people out there that listen to the show are excited about it. You never would have thought, like, a possible... Steve Kerr might be out.
Wow.
He's got migraines. And you know, he's a tough dude.
Right.
The last thing he wants to do is sit out.
Team don't even need a coach, man.
But to win in the crunch games, they do. in the Western Conference Finals, they need a coach.
Yeah, against Pop.
You know, like the finals, you need a coach.
You need a coach in there.
You know, they got a Woodson. I mean, not Woodson, Mike Brown. Who used to coach the Cavs, and he's running the bench now, but you need a coach.
Yeah.
Especially in the playoffs.
And it's a lot of pressure on KD. KD, you got to win the championship this year.
This year. I don't care if you had the injury.
Your boy, Russell Westbrook, is about to be out. The MVP is going out the first round.
And he'll be getting his MVP trophy.
At home.
June 26th.
They should bring it home.
They're not.
Bring it to his crib.
June 26th. I'm not going to be watching the show. June 26th, the NBA Awards, where you win your award 2.5 months after the fact.
Imagine what he's going to wear on that day.
Yo, he defies any skinny genification. I'm going to say it one more time. Skinny genification. I love all the Instagram, Twitter, DMs about the skinny genification movement.
Yes.
Surprisingly low amount of skinny genification activity in the NBA since the last podcast. Keep sending us the suggestions. Some hockey player played with a broken leg the other day.
Yeah, I told you hockey's about that life. And my Rangers have went to the next round.
Yep.
And I'm amped. I want them to go all the way, get that cup. So we shall see.
Yes, yes. Anyway, the NBA playoffs are fantastic. You know, we've done a lot of heavy NBA episodes, so I want to move away a little bit from it. What else is up, Moody?
Oh, man. There's a guy, a Pakistani man in Pakistan. Mahmoud Butt.
No, Mahmoud.
Mahmoud.
I know that because Chris Jackson, Mahmoud.
Abdul Rauf.
Yep. Chris Jackson was a badass in LSU and in the pros.
One of the best. Now, this dude, you know, he was so poor that it was really difficult for him to get meals. So he just started eating the tree branches and leaves.
Yeah.
He's been doing that for 25 years. So he'll just walk by. He don't give a fuck about food and all that no more. Just grab the trees and boom. The whole village can't believe it. He's never been ill. And now he says he's addicted to it. He don't want none of the shrimp and all that. He want certain trees. Like a fur, I don't want food. I'm with this tree shit now.
And he's healthy?
He's healthy.
Is there pictures of him?
Yeah.
What do you think about this? Because you've talked about your dietary tricks of the trade.
And I've been validated by Terry Crews. Terry Crews said the way he stays in shape and keeps the weight off, intermittent fasting, which is exactly what I said.
Jimmy Kimmel does it too.
It's foolproof. Now, to tone up, you got to weight train.
You don't do it, though, the way Jimmy Kimmel and Terry Crews do it.
But it's successful for me, the way I rock.
But you're not doing it the way they do it.
I'm not a copier.
that was good. That was real good. I like that, G. Moody. Last name rhymes with duty. G. Moody. That was good. All right, that's it. This is the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast. Yo, the Northwest Takeover has been set. It's going down. Me and G. Moody. G. Monetti, always ready. San Francisco, Tuesday, May 9th. Seattle, Thursday, May 11th. And for the first ever time in Vancouver, Saturday night, May 13th, the Young Shooter will be joining us. We're having an after party with my man, DJ Plattern.
Yeah.
Yo, if you don't know DJ Plattern, download his mixes. Yo, he's a fucking badass.
Right.
We're having an after party with DJ Plattern and DJ Sharp. D Sharp of the Golden State Warriors.
Oh.
It's going to be funky.
Yeah.
I truly believe that my man DJ D Sharp is the reason why other arenas are playing that fly shit.
It is.
Nobody was doing it.
It was him. We're going to anoint him. It was him.
And now they were playing Big Beat. They're playing all that fly shit.
He brought the brakes out the crates.
Yo. So Plattern and D Sharp are going to be killing it at the after party at the chapel. We're doing meet and greets at all the shows. You ain't got to pay for nothing. We're going to be happy to see the people. We do these shows for the people. Yeah, it's nice to make a couple of bucks, but we're not stingy fucks yet. We might be someday. And we're looking forward to seeing the people May 9th at San Fran. All tickets are available at IamRapaportTour.com. That's IamRapaportTour.com. It's the Iron Rapaport Stereo Podcast. We're done.
Let's request some funk.
Oh, what do you want?
Miles. Give me some of that Ohio funk.
Mm. That nice Ohio funk.
Yeah.
Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast, we out.
Once upon a time, there was a new crossover that refused to play by the rules. It flipped the script and made all the others look like fools. Featuring styling that's sexier by far and handles like a rock star. Introducing the first ever Toyota CHR.
Enjoy agile handling in the body of a seductive crossover that comes with standard 18-inch alloy wheels. The first ever Toyota CHR. The perfect ride to spin your own tale. Toyota. Let's go places.